Here's my number one tip for being more productive and succeeding in 2019.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, to episode number 109, and to what I think will probably be my second to last post and podcast of the year. I've got this planned, which will be going live on the 17th, and I've got one more. I'm probably taking a break on the 24th. There probably won't be anything coming out that week because it's Christmas, and then I have one more blog and podcast planned. Don't know what it's going to be yet. Which will probably go out on the 31st. So yeah, I can't believe it. We've almost wrapped up this year. What a year it's been. I personally am very happy with the progress that I've made in my business, and I'm already sort of starting to plan what I want to do next year, how I want to run my business, how I want to develop personally. So yeah, maybe that's something I'll share on the next episode. Who knows? But anyway, for today, what I want to talk about is, and how exciting does this sound, my number one tip for getting more done and succeeding in 2019. Now, the motivation or the inspiration for this post came from the fact that it's very common for me to get a lot of people asking me questions like, how do I be more productive? Or I'm motivated, but I get distracted easily. What should I do? Or something like, what's your top tip for being more organized? And these are very generic questions. They're too generic. And so they elicit a very generic response from me. So here's a pro tip. If you ever reach out to me on Twitter or via email, that's the most common way people get in touch. Email me a specific question. If you want some advice or something, be specific, because then I can give a very specific answer. Anyway, besides from that, having now received probably tens of thousands of emails from subscribers over the last 5 years, I find people are often looking for the secret. They want that one tip that's going to solve all their problems. And I get it, right? Like, we all want to be productive. We all want to be more organized, get more done. We want to succeed in our endeavors. But distractions, other people, and a lack of motivation or a lack of discipline often gets in the way. And it's true, being productive and being organized is hard work. If you're trying to grow your business, start a business, yeah, these things are hard. But, and here's the kicker, just because something's hard doesn't mean the solution has to be complicated. And so the headline for this podcast and the post that I've written is meant to be a bit ironic, and I'm sorry to disappoint you. There is no number one tip today. Or I kind of have something I'm going to say, which I'll get into, but it's not what you think. And so that's really the secret, is there is no secret. There is no silver bullet that's going to solve your problems. There is no one tip I can give you. So I'm really sorry to burst your bubble. So when you see articles like, you know, 10 things you can do today to double your productivity, I always cringe at articles like that. And so you should have warning lights going off in your head when you read things like that, because what works for you probably won't work for me, and vice versa. I mean, I'm all about sharing my experience and what I found has worked for me, so that you can then take that advice, run with it, and personalize it for you. But there is no silver bullet. There are no tips that guarantee an increase in productivity. The good news is that I believe the solution is simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. In fact, you might get annoyed with what I'm about to say because you probably already know the answer. You just don't like it. This episode of the Paul Miners Podcast is sponsored by Kajabi. Now, one of the reasons I choose to work for myself is because of the freedom that self-employment can create. However, this is only possible when you put the right tools and systems in place. Now, in the past, if you wanted to start an online business, you'd need to sign up to lots of different tools and services in order to build and host your site, to gather email subscribers, and sell digital products and services online. But not anymore. With Kajabi, you have everything you need under one roof to build your site, publish content, grow your email subscribers and email them, and sell digital products and services online with absolutely no transaction fees. It really is the perfect tool for anyone that doesn't want to waste time dealing with the headache and cost of managing multiple different tools and integrating them all together. To date, thousands of people have used Kajabi to escape a career they hate to pursue their real passions online. To learn more and to get started, go to trykajabi.com/Paul-Miners to get 15% off. That's trykajabi, that's spelled KAJABI.com/Paul-Miners to get 15% off. And thank you to Kajabi for sponsoring this episode of the Paul Miners Podcast. So next year, and I'm actually going to repeat what I said earlier, just because being hard, being productive is hard, or starting a business is hard work, doesn't mean it needs a complicated solution. So next year, if you want to be more productive, if you want to be more organized, if you want to start a business, if you want to grow a business, all you need to do is just sit down and do the work. So what does that mean? It means being consistent. You know, work hard each and every day. Make it part of your routine. You know, don't use excuses like, oh, it's Monday morning. Just harden up, get to work. Just sit down and do the work. You need to be disciplined. You know Facebook is a time suck. You know that you shouldn't be on Twitter. You know you waste hours on YouTube or whatever it might be, whatever the distraction is. Yes, there are different tools and apps you might be able to use and hacks that you can use to, like, lock certain websites and things, but you know these things are bad, so just don't go on these websites. Simple. You need to be more organized, so don't let things get messy. I've talked about this on my podcast and the blog a fair bit recently, is about being organized in real time. Just don't let your stuff, your computer, your desk, whatever it is, don't let your environment to get messy. And that means you won't have to clean up later, so you can just be more organized. You need to protect your time. Don't agree to things you don't want to do. You need to use your motivation. So a lot of people often say to me, oh, I'm motivated, but I find it hard to just sit down and do the work, or I get distracted. You know, if you've got motivation, use it. If you want to do something bad enough, go and just sit down and do the work. And so if you're not excited about your work, maybe you are working on the wrong things. Maybe that motivation isn't true motivation. Maybe you need to be working on other things. So like I said, I feel like this stuff isn't complicated. In fact, because this stuff is so simple, people often overlook it. People are often looking for secrets. People who are disorganized, people who are overwhelmed or get distracted often feel like they need to try lots of different tools and systems to fix the problem. And yes, I'm a big fan of using different tools and systems and optimizing my routine and my life using different automation and tools. I love all that, don't get me wrong. But that's like the final part of the equation. In 2019, you need to stop looking for answers, stop looking for that one secret, that one tip, and instead, just get to work. Just sit down, just show up, just do the work. Be consistent and be disciplined. I love that keyword, disciplined, because it really just means, yeah, forget Facebook, forget the distractions. You know what you need to do. Just get to work. And so, there, I hope this has been useful. Maybe it's kind of frustrating to hear. Maybe it's annoying you a little bit. Like, what are you talking about? I expect that that might be the case. But really, that is my big piece of advice for next year. If you have goals in mind, if you want to start a business, or if you just want to be more productive, you probably already know what you need to do. You just need to go and do it. All right. That's my advice. And like I said, I think I've got one more blog post planned for this year or podcast. So I guess we'll have to wait and see what that's going to be. Anyway, thank you, as always, for listening to this episode, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.